So joining me here in the studio, we have got Kathy Montaigne. She is the executive director of North Coast Children's Services and, of course, is in charge of pastels on the plaza, as always. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing great.
And thank you for choosing Amy's art for this year's poster and postcard. That was very cool.
Well, it just jumped off the page and right onto our posters, and it's a beautiful image.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is one that I think Amy did at least 15 years ago. This is an old one, and it's always been one of my favorites. It's absolutely, it's frogs leaping over a lily pad. It's just a very beautiful,
saturated picture.
It's
very colorful, and one thing about it is we use the art all year long in our preschool programs, and so kids love this image as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it around for a long time.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's always been one of my favorites, and we used to have a person who worked here named Lori Leeper, and she just loved the Leeper.
It
was
like, of course.
So we gave her our printout of that.
That's perfect. Yeah.
She absolutely loved that because that was a long time ago. Anyway, it's time for Pastels on the Plaza. And how many years has this been going? What is the anniversary of this?
Is our 29th year. Next year will be our 30th. It's amazing. It's like you were talking about turning 10. I feel like, you know, yesterday we started this little event, which grew into a great big one.
It's an amazing event. And in case you've been living under a rock, or maybe you're new to Humboldt County, Pastels on the Plaza is one of Humboldt County's favorite events. Essentially, artists from throughout the area, both amateur and professional, do sidewalk art all around the entire plaza. Every square inch is taken up by this beautiful temporary art. You know, as kids, we draw on the sidewalk. We always did that. And this is the adult version of that. And, of course, you guys provide the pastels, and the artists come up with their inspiration. And
amazing.
It's a fundraiser because you get different businesses who sponsor each square. And so it's your big fundraiser.
It's a wonderful partnership between businesses and artists for the benefit of our children's programs. And that's one of my favorite parts of it because of who all's involved and what a positive experience. It's kind of like a peaceful, happy get-together on the plaza on the first Saturday in October.
And it's a benefit for the whole community because they get to come out and see this thing. And it's always just a wonderful thing. And, of course, it's being the first Saturday of October, I think this time it's the first day of October.
Absolutely. It's a little early for us this year. The other thing is that the farmer's market's going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's live music, and there's a lot happening on the plaza that day. It's particularly colorful, and it's a time that we have a fair amount of tourists in town. So people come down, walk around, and say, what is this? And then we give them the information, and some folks have taken this idea to other communities. So it's happening in Boulder, it's in Ukiah, it's in Chico. There's a community up in Alaska that does it, actually, at the university.
Wonderful.
So that's kind of nice to know that it's been replicated.
As fundraisers for
other nonprofits,
That's a wonderful thing. Did you guys come up with this?
You know, Sue Williams, who was our administrative assistant many years ago, had seen a sidewalk art, but in large reproductions of masters, and that frequently is how it's done. And she said, well, maybe we could do that here. And our first year, we had about 29 squares, and we had to beg the city of Arcata to let us do, you know, sidewalk art, draw on the sidewalks. And since then, they've really embraced it as an Arcata event as well.
Well, they should. It's so wonderful. And it is temporary. I mean, it's just pastels, and they wash away within a few weeks. So it's always wonderful to see them taking shape, and generally the next day on Sunday, you usually see just thousands of people out there taking their time, strolling amongst it, and people are very respectful for the most part. They're not stepping on it and looking at it so everyone else can enjoy it.
That's wonderful. You know, every year has kind of a different flavor depending on what's happening in the world and in our community. So I'm curious to see about the art that'll be created this coming October.
And I'm very happy to say that KM has been part of this since KM's been around. Amy's been doing these for over 20 years now, and it's a lot of fun. I remember her first year doing it. She was, like, blown away how hard it was. This is not like drawing on paper.
And it's a lot of area because the squares are the smallest one is 3 feet by 3 feet, and then, of course, the other one is twice as big. And so that takes a lot of chalk and a lot of color. And for people who are doing those bigger squares, I sometimes suggest they bring a friend to help them. And that's the other thing is we see groups of people doing art together, too. So it's a community event.
And it's good to get there early.
It's nice to come early. And as I left the house today, I thought, this is a perfect day for pastels. It's kind of damp and cool. And
it's a great day for
it. Yeah, we'll have a day like this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it always seems to work out. You know, it's like October, first Saturday of October. You think it would be fraught with peril as far as weather goes. But by and large, for the most part, it's been fine.
We've had different weather, but we've never had to cancel the event. Mm-hmm. And we've also always had beautiful art. So that's one of the things that remains.
Yeah, it is. It is wonderful. So as you said, it's a partnership between artists and businesses. Sometimes they're one and the same,
yes.
like with us. But sometimes you've got artists who just say, hey, I am available. Mm-hmm. And you've got businesses who say, hey, I want to sponsor a square. And you put them together. Or sometimes they get put together. You know,
we can match people up. And so we do have a group of artists that they're interested in doing the art, and they may or may not have a business sponsoring them. So we can match people up. We're also accepting names of artists who are interested. We have a number of students from HSU and
Wonderful.
College of the Redwoods, the high schools, as well as, like you said, professional artists and a number of businesses. So either if you want to buy a square, sponsor an artist, or you're an artist who'd like to draw, just give us a call. You can reach us at 707-825-1302 and like us on Facebook. There's information there as well as our website.
Fantastic. And what is the cost of the squares? It's been pretty darn affordable over the years.
It's amazingly affordable. And the reason is we want everyone to be able to do it. The smaller square is $125, and then the larger one is $225. And that makes it available to everyone, and it's tremendous exposure for the business. And sometimes a family or a neighborhood or a community group will come and do a square as well. So it's not limited to businesses.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And now the Arcata Plaza is a good-sized piece of real estate. And you do all four sides of that on the sidewalk. How many squares does that encompass?
You know, I think last year we had close to 200 and I want to say 40.
Wow.
Because we're kind of creeping up the sides there. So, yeah, we use every square inch that we can. And we do have an area for children to come and do art in an area as well. And, of course, that doesn't cost anything. That's just part of the day.
And that's the parts, the little sidewalks
the spokes.
That crisscross the plaza. And those are squared off into smaller squares for the kids to do. And our kids have, of course, enjoyed those over the years. They've enjoyed adding their own art to the scene while mom does the KM square.
And you know, the other thing it's all volunteer. So that we have a number of volunteers who've been working on the square for a number of years, and we really appreciate their efforts as well.
Yeah. Amy's been doing it for over 20 years. Are there any artists who've been doing it from the very beginning?
You know what? Kevin Rex has done it from the very beginning, and
nice.
He's done it for K-Hum, which is great. I'm trying to think. Alan Sanborn's done it for many years, but I'm not. I think he missed a year or two. He did an apple cider thing one year with his family. But there are a number of people who've done it most of the years. I'd
nice.
Have to look really hard to see if there was another individual who was there every single year.
Fantastic.
But there are many returning folks, and then, of course, always some new artists.
Always, that's right. And to any aspiring pastel artists, just understand it's going to take a little longer than you normally would for a normal pastel, because to get it saturated, it takes a lot more pastel.
It does.
To make it
and
work.
One hint is to bring a spray bottle and kind of wet the cement, and then the chalks, which are very vibrant colors, they're professional pastels, and so they are very vibrant. So a spray bottle really helps to set the chalk and keep it nice and bright for a few days.
And you guys, of course, provide a box of pastels for the artists. And if they need more of a certain color, you usually have some extras. Mm-hmm. You can go get those from you guys as well.
Yep. We're come prepared. And we even have some wipes for you to clean up afterwards. The other thing is We host a nice reception upstairs in the Plaza View Room for artists and sponsors. And you can look down on the plaza and admire your work and see the hundreds of people who are walking around looking at it. So that's it's quite a day.
Yeah. As I said, Amy's gotten more efficient over the years because when this frog picture was done, this is one of her earlier ones. And I can tell you that she took the entire day. I'm sure she missed out on those snacks up there at the Plaza View Room. But she's gotten more efficient. She generally can get up there now.
Yeah, she's very efficient. And you learn, you know, as far as large image and, you know, and how to put down a lot of color as far as the background and stuff. So, and that's the other thing is veteran artists are there and are so helpful to people who have never done it before.
Absolutely.
I see them kind of, you know, mentoring the person next to them. So that's a nice thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're looking for Amy, she is generally on the G Street side. That's generally her chosen spot. She likes the way the light works on in that particular spot. So
she's usually kind of across from Heartbeat.
Yep.
Right around that
ballpark. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what she'll... And what she's doing this year, I haven't a clue. In fact, I don't think she knows either.
It'll be fabulous.
I have no idea what she's going to be doing. So give the number again for sponsors and for artists to contact you.
It's 707-825-1302 is my number. You can also go on our website, which is ncsheadstart.org, or check us out on Facebook, Pastels in the Plaza.
Fantastic. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you once again, and I'll see you on the square.
Absolutely. Kathy Montaigne right there on KHUM giving us the information on Pastels on the Plaza.